sagt kein paar gats mischer jo magats mei mei so hay euch no maske le teuke somebody came at the contact with the tmei mei that person is a rishon latum and the tmei mei the person who came at the contact with the mei and he is an avatum and the magats mei mei the person who came at the contact with the tmei mei because the rishon latum and he had a euch no maske inside his mouth hechnes rosho laver atanor tar tmu if this person with the euch no maske inside his mouth put his head inside the avir of a tanner which was previously tar, that tanner becomes tame from the mashkim inside his mouth. And the person who himself was a magatz may make would not be metame the tanner, as he is only a rishon latuma, and a tanner which is a kli can only become tame from an avatuma, as all kalim can only become tame from an avatuma. Now the mashkim inside the person's mouth, even though the mashkim is not an avatuma, Rabbanan was right that mashkim that's tame is metame kalim, even though it's not an avatuma, so the mashkim in his mouth would be metame the tanner. Now that was the Mishnah said he had Eichlin and Mashkin inside his mouth. The Eichlin is not important, as the Eichlin cannot be Matame the Tanner. It's the Mashkin. That's Matame the Tanner. Now even though the Eichlin and Mashkin are inside his mouth, since he didn't swallow it, it could be Matame the Tanner. As if he swallowed it, then it would not be able to be Matame the Tanner, as it would be considered a Tuma blue, a Tuma that is swallowed, which cannot be Matame something else. But in this case, it was only in his mouth. He did not swallow it. Utar Shari Eichlin and Mashkin will take Piv. Behechnes rosha laver atanor tame nitmu. Somebody was taught that eichon amashkim inside his mouth, and he put his head inside the avir of atana which was previously tame. The eichon amashkim inside his mouth would become tame from the taner. Both the eichon and the amashkim become tame, even though it's in his mouth, and he closed his mouth. His mouth will not protect the eichon amashkim from becoming tame from the taner, as if the eichon amashkim were inside a kli. In such a case, the kli would protect it from becoming tame from the tanner if the kli was partially outside the tanner. But a person who has eichon amashkim inside his mouth will not protect the eichon amashkim from becoming tame from the tanner. Haya eichol devela biyadayim mitzu avos. Somebody is eating pressed fig and his hands are tame. Mitzu avos means tame, meaning he did not wash his hands before he ate the devela. As a person who did not wash his hands are considered tame as sheni l'tuma. Hechnes yadu l'tel pig. Lita and Tatror, Rabbi Meir Mitame, Rabbi Yehuda Mitame. If while he was eating the Tzvela, he put his hand inside his mouth to take out a pebble from his mouth, Rabbi Meir holds that in the process the Tzvela becomes Tame, while Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, he holds the Tzvela remains Tar. As according to Rabbi Meir, even though his hands are only a Sheni, and a Sheni cannot make the Tzvela, which is Chula, which is non-Truma, Tame, and the Sheni can only make Truma Tame, not Chula. But his hands would make the saliva in his mouth Tame. The saliva is considered a mashkin according to Rabbi Meir. And the Rabbanan were basic that a mashkin that had come into contact with the sheni latuma becomes a rishon latuma. And since the mashkin becomes a rishon latuma, it would be metame. The dvela of the rishon latuma could be metame chula, non truma. So therefore, the dvela becomes tame from the mashkin. While Rabbi Yehuda holds that the saliva is not considered a mashkin, it's not considered a liquid, so therefore it would not become tame from his hands. And his hands cannot directly be metame the dvela, as the sheni cannot be metame chula. Rabbi Yossi Aymer hafach tameh and lo hafach tar. Rabbi Yossi holds, if he turned over the devela in his mouth in such a case, his hands would be metame the devela. And since he turned over the devela in his mouth and saliva moves around in his mouth, the saliva becomes a mashkin. And his hands would be metame the saliva, make the saliva into risha, and it would then be metame the devela. But if he did not turn over the devela in his mouth, then the saliva is not considered a mashkin, and his hands cannot be metame the saliva, so the devela remains tar. Hayah pundiyim l'tov pip, Rabbi Yossi Aymer l'tzom otame. Somebody put a coin called a pundiyim into his mouth. And when somebody is very thirsty, sometimes he will suck on a coin in order to suck up some saliva in order to temporarily quench his thirst. And if he did so l'tzom, if he put in the pundiyim in his mouth because he was thirsty, the saliva that he draws up is tame. If his hand touched that saliva, it would become tame. And that saliva is considered a mashkin according to Rabbi Yossi. A woman that milk dripped out from her breast. And this woman is Tamea, so therefore the milk that dripped out also becomes Tamea. The Nafa la'aver atana, and the milk fell into the aver of a taner, fell into the earth, inside a taner. Tamea. That taner becomes Tamea from this chalav. Sha'amashka metame l'ratzon, u'shalo l'ratzon. That a mashke, liquid, could be metame something else, whether the liquid came out from her breast. L'ratzon, she wanted to drip out, or whether it came out shalom l'ratzon. In either case, it's considered a mashke, a liquid, and become tmeah from the isha, who was tmeah. And this mashke that is tameh would be metameh the taner. Now, even though this looks good, it's not an avatum, and only an avatum.